by Michael Sweeney, Acropolis, by Matthew R. Putnam, and
Okay, good morning, Garcia Middle School. My name is George Trevino, and I'll be making some comments regarding your performance today. Hope they can help as you continue working towards your next performance. Okay, I want to wish you the very best of luck and looking forward to your program. Okay, group looks very attentive. Everybody seems to be paying attention, focused on the director. Okay, good overall balance here. I'm getting good presence in the woodwinds during some of the forte moments. As you continue playing through these stronger sections, I would come down here just to make a bigger significance and drop in volume, even though it's just one level here. Once woodwinds come in, we do need to make a more obvious change in volume in the accompaniment parts. Percussion, good job of not playing over the ensemble when you do play together. In terms of style, there's times... Yeah, so we're not always uniform in terms of how we're playing the quarter notes. Times we're playing them lifted, and then here, we're just kind of connecting too much. So there's a discrepancy in style here between the trombone and the rest of the ensemble. When I say trombone, I mean the trombone melody. D, D, yeah. Just make those more compact, but, you know, as an ensemble, we need to make sure that we hear the full ensemble sound on those quarter notes, okay? Not just individual sounds. Okay, so overall, you know, as far as notes and rhythms, the band is consistently doing a good job of making sure that those are uniform. In terms of style, I would keep the quarter notes lifted, more of a lifted, not so dit, so short with the tongue, okay, on the ends of the notes. Make them more lifted, so spend more time on trying to get those to be a more of a da, da, da with space, but with a da syllable instead of dit, dit, dit. Okay, bringing the tongue back to the note. And I would make sure that the half notes are connecting more, okay? You know, everything is kind of mid-range there in the woodwinds. Try to get them to play with a richer tone quality would be the next approach I take. You know, just make sure the embouchures are set and with using a good fast airstream just to resonate more. Yeah, so tone quality here, I would say, is behind where I think we should be at this time of year. Yeah. Mostly in the brass is where I'm hearing any problematic... Yeah, so here, woodwinds, we want to make sure that the phrase is connecting wherever we're taking a breath. Make sure that we go all the way to the end of the note before releasing it. We have a tendency to release early whenever we're getting ready to take a breath. Yeah, so this sounds just very closed in the brass, very closed teeth sound, very throaty. Want to make sure we work on opening up our sound more as we play through long tones. just make sure that you mimic that once you're achieving that with sustained notes. Tongue placement here. Okay, so yeah, some areas where, you know, we're needing to focus more would be those exposed areas there, just not quite at the level where we should be. Yeah, you know, I know the level of the group is, you know, taken into consideration, but also is the level of music for that group. So there should be more exposed maturity in the sounds that we are playing. So, you know, I think the level of the music is accommodating the fact that, you know, the band is not being taxed above their means. Okay, so the sounds that we should be making should be of a quality sound, okay? And that, you know, hinders the performance when we, you know, are distracted by that. So make sure that, you know, whatever time you have left, mechanically, rhythmically, those things are in place, which they tend to be. I would work now on tongue placement when articulating, tone quality when we're sustaining, and making sure that the phrases have nice releases to them, meaning a uniform release from the ensemble with a quality sound, not just kind of dying out. Okay, moving on to the next piece. Yeah, so percussion, you can make a bigger difference when, you know, when the parts are marked with crescendos, just as long as we're not overpowering the band. But I think you still are leaving some room there to grow, just to show a little bit more diversity in your volume. Yeah, so these inner voices, yeah, I would spend time breaking this apart into liked instruments and just get more of a transparent, yeah, so there's just a bit too much clutter. Light parts are just not sounding as uniform as we should be here. So again, I would isolate these into basically 2 to 3 parts and just really try to work on the clarity with the articulation. So as we probe the upper portions of the scale, tone quality becomes a little bit more spread in the woodwinds, particularly in flute. Okay, so, you know, control of that quality of sound is really utmost importance, that we have the proper aperture, you know, to really get a focused sound, so it doesn't become spread. Okay, anytime we play anything rhythmic, the band is doing a good job playing together, okay, rhythmically. My area of concern would primarily be with the articulation, okay? So what syllables are we using to get, a lighter, cleaner tongue and producing a sustained quality sound as you play through your, sustained notes. And not changing that tone quality when we go to a rhythmic figure like eighth quarter inner sound. Okay, so you just make sure that we spend some time developing more on the quality side But otherwise, good job today, and best of luck to you.